We are not doomed. Regardless of what I just said, you've been through those, you know, SOS window so many times. When I predict the Asian tsunami, 9/11, Katrina on national radio, when I give all those days, weeks before time. So you've been already through those windows. Humanity is not aware. We're creating it.
Do you feel like there's going to be a combination of disasters, so to speak? I mean, it sounds to me like it's a pretty serious situation here coming up.
You heard me, Jerry. You heard me. Hey, then you know what? There's a lot of skeptics out there, and there's a lot of people are afraid because they know when I say something, usually it's like money in the bank. It's so scary. Okay? But at the same time, I want people and your audience to realize that if they knew how to handle the supraconscious in time and space at a common level, we don't have to suffer that. Remember, the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. Einstein says that actually your imagination is a preview of what's next in your life. So we're speaking the same language here. What I'm trying to say is that there is a lot of people that would rather watch the Kardashian, watch football.
Dr. Louis Turi is, I like to say that even though you probably don't go by Louis all the time, Louis, but because it rhymes, it rolls off the tongue. Dr. Louis Turi is a world-famous let me back up and start all over. I'll get it straight here in a minute. As you know, Louis, I've been having a little trouble, just like you have, medically, but you seem like you've recovered completely, and I'm so happy to hear that. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say, the way they bill you.
It's called astro and then psychology.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the help, and I apologize for screwing up there, but we're not perfect yet.
You know the only
but
one.
I think I'm on the road if we can get through April. Sounds like that. Are you talking about that as individuals as a way to protect us on this upcoming event, or are you talking about it's just the best way to handle it?
Well, basically, anything under the stars is controlled by the stars and under the jurisdictions of the stars. What you got to do, you've got to go to drturi.com, you'll understand me better, and scroll down to Cosmic Journeys. It's a little banner, and under this little banner, there is Dragon Supra Consciousness, and all you got to do is to click on this link. And there you're going to see me a couple of years ago where this little video will tell you a little bit more how important it is to think positive. Remember, Jerry, a magnet will not attract a piece of wood. It's just the law. Humans have not yet realized. And if you take a compass, it's going to point out north, which means naturally all the thoughts are going negative. They're going north because that's the way the system is set. Humanity has not yet realized that we are constantly creating our reality at the personal level and as a global level. On that little video, Cosmic Journey, Dragon Supra Consciousness, I explain to people how important it is just before they go to bed, just before they fall asleep, to have a thought, not to make more money, to find a job, or to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or even to be healthy. Have a thought for the world. Have a thought that is positive. Trillions of thoughts becomes very heavy and a very powerful force that humanity has not yet learned how to reckon with. And that's what the problem is. Humanity is not aware every single day when you're bombarded with negativity, sensationalism, what you're doing is adding to the negative flux. And I just use the negative flux because I know the future has and will always be my utmost faithful witness, because I'm using that energy to prove to you that you're going to help me by your expectation to create those nasty news. And it's not
Doctor. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is not the people listening to your show that are going to make a difference. It's when you have reached enough people, when you own a position in the media, a position like the Pope or a position like the Dalai Lama, that you are able to make the changes. But when Pope Francis and the Dalai Lama, like President Obama or Putin, are non-cosmic conscious, how can you make a difference in the world? The people that are supposed to be the representative of God in this earth do not know God. They do not understand the mechanics of the universe. They never have had contact with extraterrestrials. Or simply, they were not born with the right UCI or the right unique celestial identity to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness and explain things that are well ahead of time and 50 years into the future. So that's why I said we only have 50 years to turn things around and to rebuild our faith, our connection with God, not the God you've been trained to fear that's going to send you to hell, a God free of fear, a God intelligent, a God that you understand speaks through the stars and through the signs. And that's where we are at, Jerry. That's where we're at.
Dr. Turi, I want to ask you something after the last 10 minutes, almost anything we ask on different subjects has got to be anticlimactic, but I'm going to ask you something about, and I've wanted to talk to you about this before, and that is, we hear about missing people, in fact, thousands of missing persons every year. What happens to these people, you figure? I mean, I guess just different things. Have you ever been asked to contact or find somebody?
Yes. Well, basically, first of all, you have a lot of plutonic souls out there. Plutonic souls are the people that look for position of power. They aim towards a job as police officers or as priests. And, they are rotten cops and rotten priests that use and abuse children. And you got a lot of plutonic souls out there that, would just do everything they can to steal people and to put them on the sex game, so to speak. That is one plausible or rational explanation to what happened to a great number of people and children that disappear. Now, there is also extraterrestrials. It's like if you want to raise some chicken, now and then you're going to pick some of these chicken and find out who are the best that can reproduce, so to speak. So there are a group of extraterrestrials that have a very specific purpose, and that is to check on animals and to check on humans and eventually take some sample. They take the sample dead or alive, put it this way. But in order for extraterrestrial to be really interested and be a chosen one, you have to be above the norm. You have to be above normal means an interest to them. Why would they be interested in me and not someone else, for example? Well, they already did that with me, obviously, because they have contacted me very, very physically. We're not talking about walking. We're not talking about a dream. We are talking about extraterrestrial face-to-face, as far as I'm concerned. So there is many, many hierarchy of extraterrestrials. There's many, many groups out there that have very different agenda. And it's like, you know, from the government, from the president, all the way down to the people who makes your taxes. So you got to understand the dynamics. And it can be very confusing because there's so many of them. And ultimately, the one that are particularly in charge of this world, I call him the gardeners of the world. They're making sure that other races that are more interested for primal needs or looking for gold, that they're not, you know, allowed in our particular solar system. Do I make sense?
Yes. You always make sense, Dr. Turing, famous, world famous, as a matter of fact, astropsychologist. I see now I got it out.
Thank you. Yeah, I teach my student how to pronounce two words, astropsychology, astropsychology. It's simple once you train. You know, some people are visual, some people are audible, so you have to be able to approach their needs, their mental need in a specific way. This is how I teach. I use a lot of symbols, a lot of metaphor. When I teach, you don't even know. There is no mathematics in my work. Even though that I have designed the software I use is based upon Nostradamus methodology, and you have to remember 500 years ago, Nostradamus didn't have a watch. So modern astrology used the Gregorian calendar, and some use different calendars. So what I did is kind of revamp all that and made a software that put the stars exactly where they belong before the Julius Caesars played with the calendar, because he didn't want his politician to be in power for too long.
Sounds like some of that's going on today.
You bet. You know, it's amazing when you have people in power that have no cosmic consciousness. I see them as peon. I see them as robot, neurotically, subconsciously acting out their stars or their UCI or unique celestial identity. These people are in charge of our destiny, in charge of our lives. They don't even know who the hell they are. I mean, how can you, in the name of God, how can you have a society that runs smooth when the leaders themselves are no cosmic conscious and trust their infantile science and religious, you know, doctrines? That's insane. That's why in 50 years from now, if we make it, Jerry, it's going to be a very different world where everybody will speak a language, where everybody will understand God as it is. The scientists want, or the atheists and the agnostics and the skeptics, they will not laugh at God, saying, oh, well, that's an act of God, that's not true. And then you're going to have the Christians who are going to understand God as he really is, outside of the manipulation of the Vatican. Let me bring you back 2,000 years ago, Jerry, okay? Now, there were three guys following the stars, okay? Those three wise men, or those three kings, were nothing else than ETs, astrologers. They knew by looking at the stars like I do today that the little Jesus was going to be the starter of an age, or the age of Pisces. And the ETs taught Jesus all the secrets of the cosmic codes, as for Jesus, through the 12 apostles, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel, the year 2012, to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens. But Plutonic manipulative souls did not want you to have access to supra consciousness and to supreme wisdom. So they alter Jesus' initial cosmic ministry. And what you have is a big, thick book called the Bible or the Torah, and a bunch of schizophrenic people banging their head against the wall because they've lost God and they're going crazy. And it's, you know, that's the way I try to explain to people the way you have been introduced to Jesus, the way you have been introduced to religion, benefit the corporation called the Vatican. The Vatican is loaded with astrological relics in the 70 miles of secret library under the Vatican. pictures of the dragon, the stars, and all the signs are all over the walls in the Vatican. And if you Google Dead Sea Scrolls secret and add Dr. Turing, or if you want to know about gays, just write gays and Dr. Turing, you're going to end up with a newsletter that I wrote about the Dead Sea Scroll, where you will see that the oldest mosaic discovered in Israel under a church was the sign of Pisces, knowing that Christians have subconsciously chosen the symbol of Pisces to represent the soul aiming up streams towards the light, towards the face, towards the cosmic tools of God, or the negative fish swimming towards one of the 875 different denominations. The positive fish has created Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington, Dr. Turing. We're all swimming upstream. The negative fish has created Joel Osteen and Osama bin Laden. No, Osama bin Laden was born in March. He's a Pisces. And where did he end up? In the bottom of the ocean, exactly as I predicted it would. This is serious, Jerry. People need to wake up to that extraordinary new cosmic consciousness and the reevaluation of God. It's happening, and it is happening through the Age of Aquarius and through the help of people like you and me that have been karmically set to push forward the thought of the future and ETs. I hope it still makes sense.
Well, you know, Dr. Turing, when we think about you're a predictor of the future, and you have an amazing record. Have you ever tried to figure out how much your predictions pan out? I think they're pretty high, 91% a year or something.
Well, basically, this if you go on the internet, you can check. You got to do the mental gymnastic. You have to do your homework to realize if I'm real or not. But you're going to be the judge. I give you some dates. I mean, you know, you're going to be judging very soon, April 15, 16, 17, and April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I gave you my bit. Then you're going to be the judge. I'd say 100%. And I'm being just real. I'm not making it up. You see.
So, right, you're right. That's not very far away. And those predictions, now you got them posted so people can look at them. And
Oh, yes. The sad reality is, you know, when you are very confident the way I am, and when you're on a very fiery and airy dragons like I have, people misjudge me and they see me as an egocentric. They're taking my confidence and my gift as an ego trip. That's ridiculous. And those people have an insecurity or an inferiority complex because they have an education or because they cannot connect with me. So they're going to try to find any excuse to see me as an egocentric instead of trying to benefit from what I'm trying to say to them. You know, these are definitely things that I have to be cautious when I mention the level of accuracy I have. Because, you know, these are the people that assume that I am connected with Mrs. Clear or I'm a psychic, they never did the background check and understand my methodology, look at the software I use, or even check on all my predictions. Luckily, they are all on the internet and forever. So that's what works for me.
Well, I'm still going back to the events that you predicted about the April. And that's... It's pretty astounding and frightful in many ways. Perhaps I'm misreading it. Maybe I should be joyful. If we get past that, maybe things will be brighter.
Oh, no, we will pass it, Jerry. That's the good news. I want to confirm it right away. We will pass it. You know, let me bring you back. When I wrote about 9/11, and you can type Dr. Turing 9/11 prediction, but you have to put my name behind anything you ask on Google, and then it will bring you to tons of material that I wrote. For me to write a year before everything that would transpire on 9/11, and to tell at the very end in block letter, in capital letter, that the government will take drastic actions on the very 9/11 day when it all transpired. Well, when I was on Coast to Coast again with George Norrie, giving him the exact date of Katrina and telling him thousands upon thousands of people would be forced to relocate, people did not hear me. Some, many of them, I think 90% of them did not hear me, but some did. So we're going to see. I give you those dates. I give you the keywords. I give you the quatrain. And I already know, regardless how bad it's going to be, we're going to get some nasty news for the next 3 days, 2 or 3 days, with the police, with drama, with the government. I can already see this coming. It may be something to do with those cattle in I think it's in Nevada. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Where they had the the government rounded them up from the rancher, and then they had a lot of protests and had to move it back.
But that's not yet. The energy is not focusing yet. The energy start to build today, as I'm speaking. As tomorrow, by the way, the energy start to build today, and the manpower of this energy will be transpiring between the 15 and the 17. So, what do you think is going to happen out there? Okay. Don't expect anything nice. Now, doesn't have to be just in Nevada. It could be a terrorist attack somewhere else in the world. This energy is worldwide. I'm not dealing on a personal level, looking at you and talking about your health, your finance, your career, your love life, your money area. I'm not dealing with you personally. I'm dealing objectively with the world. So, what's cooking in Nevada? I wrote about it last year in my book, Moon Power. I'm giving the dates of April 15, 16, and 17 a year ago, telling you to be ready for the police, for the FBI, for drama, for death, for terrorist attack, for crazy people killing people. And look what happened. It's happening.
Yeah. Well, several things, but I mean, you're right on that. But several things happened.
Yeah, but you know, when I push you to April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, that's farther down the line. It's the next negative window that's coming up. And when I tell you the keyword will be shocking news and nukes and Japan and volcano and tornado and explosions and news about 370, I'm already giving you the news ahead of time. That's why people call me Dr. Cherie CNN before CNN. But I don't have yet the attention that I deserve by the people that are in control of the system. They do not want me there. The scientific religious matrixes do not want Dr. Cherie to have a stage. That's why no long ago my website were hijacked. It took me forever to bring them up. In fact, I had to change server and get one which is much more secure. I'm bombarded with hits from Russia, from Moscow, from the NSA, from the FBI. I had visits. They came to my house, Jerry. Two FBI agents came in my house.
Tell me what happened there.
Well, CIA agents from so many countries are digging into my work. In fact, I had last 6 months of all my Cosmic Code newsletters stolen. All that I taught, all that I teach, all the prediction, 6 months worth since last August, everything was stolen. All those newsletters are gone. And I had to go through hell trying to recuperate those from some of the old where I save them in some of the places. But,
now,
you know.
Yeah, what do you think about, you know, I get this serious bout of cancer and other things, and I was a healthy man. You all of a sudden came up with cancer, and, you know, what do you think's happening there? Is that just coincidence?
No. I was born with Saturn in the sign of Virgo. Saturn is the great malefic in the medical aspect of my work, and Saturn slows down the building of certain parts of the body in the embryo. When you're being made in the fetus, the Saturn freezing energy stops the full development and makes it very vulnerable to infection organism or even to cancer. So if you have Saturn in Aries, you're prone to brain cancer. If you got, depending on where your Saturn is, you're prone to bring that to you.
Mm-hmm.
When it happened to me, the tail of the dragon was in my house of health. So I was predicting that Clinton was going to go to a hospital. And at the same time that President Clinton was having his surgery on his heart, I was in Thailand having surgery on my colon. I was saying that those born in August and those born in February are going to be affected health-wise by the dragon. And this is why I'm saying that those born in April and those born in October are the target of the dragon. But you can have the moon, you can have the rising, the needle, or the hidden dragon, either in Libra or in Aries. Unless you do a consultation with me, you would not know where this dragon is and how he's going to get to you. And instead of letting the tail destroy your health or your life, you want to ride the head and make a good use of this dragon. People do not know. You know, you're going to get up sometime in the morning and you're going to be very depressed or very unhappy. You're going to have no power. It's one of these nasty days. I just developed what you call the cosmic biorhythm that allows you or anybody who have ordered the services to know exactly when they're going to be at the right time at the right place with the right people, or just the opposite. I just found this out, and it's incredible. But sad enough, again, the scientific and religious matrix control education and control the information. They don't want this type of information to go out there, because there is a way for you to fix yourself without using medication. There is a way for you, if you feel depressed, to understand where it comes from and apply your will, which is the part of God in you. The part of God in you is stronger than the stars or the dragon. But if you're not cosmic conscious, you're going to pay the price of your ignorance. And that's why we're in hell, or you are in hell, if you don't have that cosmic awareness. Make sense again, Jerry?
Well, you always make sense, Dr. Turi, and you have, as we kind of danced around the subject, but if you start analyzing what you've been saying over the years, you're pretty accurate. In fact, real accurate.
Thank you very much. So, again, there are no accidents, Jerry. There is only cosmic circumstances at play that...
So I guess you and I had the... overlapping cosmic circumstances. We basically got cancer at the same time.
Yep, and the good news is that regardless, Jerry, regardless, you beat it. You're still there. You're 10 years ahead of me, okay? And then look at the people that we know. Again, in reference to my good friend, Dr. Roger Lear, my good friend that died only a few weeks ago, I told him 3 years ago, David, stop smoking, my friend. The tail of the dragon is in your heart. You're going to have a heart attack. He laughed at me. He had his wake-up call when he ended up in a hospital. He was telling me, you son of a gun, you told me he was going to have a heart attack. And then when he get out of the hospital, I look at him again and I say, David, my friend, you've got to stop smoking now. You got to stop smoking, man. This is real. I'm not joking. That's bad. Bad for your heart, bad for your lungs. Yeah. 3 weeks ago, he passed away with lung cancer. And it was very hard to hold his hand and to see him go. It was very, very hard for me, a friend that I had for years.
Yeah, sometimes.
But you know what?
Some people just don't.
Go ahead.
Some people just don't. Smoking is a habit. I've never smoked, so it's something that gets a hold of you, and I guess you rationalize it away because you want to keep smoking.
Well, I was a smoker since I started smoking. I was 12 years old. I stopped smoking about 15 years ago now. But if you have a lot of Neptune in your chart, you're going to be a natural, you're going to have that addictive personality. You can addict yourself to alcohol, to pot, to religion. You can addict yourself to absolutely anything. So if you have a very strong UCI loaded with Neptune, you are naturally going to be attracted into the nebulous zone, into the nirvana zone. And when you have very famous accredited doctor that actually endorse weed, it's scary. But incidentally, this doctor was born in October. And if you go to drturi.com and click on the sign of Libra in October, you will see that pretty much all of those born in October are okay. Naturally prone to addiction.
The time's got us, Dr. Turi. It's up. I've got to continue. I'm going to talk about someone else that died here in a second, just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. He was 95 years old, and he was Art McQuitty. He was the editor of the Roswell newspaper. They had two newspapers back there in Roswell in 1947. Everybody. So we're going to play that in a minute. But we've got time to tell people how to get a hold of you. So give your website and whatever else you want to push.
Okay. I want to tell you that I made my predictions. I am 6 feet under in Roswell in the city. They have a time capsule in Roswell, and for the 50th anniversary, they have asked me to make some predictions. So I am right there in the history of Roswell. They're going to take this out in the year 2050. So hopefully some people will be able to see my prediction by then. Otherwise, as I said, if you want to be part of the cosmic code, become a cosmic coder and learn all about the cosmic code and all that I do, you can email turitrue@gmail.com. TuriTrue@gmail.com. TuriTrue. And then you'll get a 1 year subscriptions, which normally is $100. You're going to get it for $25. So either you email, and you can call also a 602-265-7667, and we'll take care of you. Until then, Jerry, my friend, I want to thank you so much for having me. And as always, I hope to hug you one more time wherever you'll be before I move to Florida and retire next year.
Okay, we will we'll be talking at least one more time, if not more, and do some more shows. Always had love having you on. Glad you beat the cancer rap. You I'm free of cancer at this point. So let's hope and pray it stays that way. Thanks very much, Dr. Turi.
You take it easy now, and good night, my friend.
Good night.